I'm here with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report, a national review of community planning in Scotland. John, can you tell me what this report is all about?
Well, we've had community planning partnerships in Scotland for 10 years now. They were set up to bring together councils, health boards and other public, business and voluntary bodies to sit down together to tackle complex problems in local communities. And these are real nitty-gritty problems that matter to people. Reducing crime, how schools are doing, providing jobs, joining up health and social care, reducing social inequalities. So the review looks back at how these partnerships were doing and, more importantly, how they could do better in the future.
So how have they done so far?
It's been a bit of a mixed bag. They have not met the ambitious goals set for them. But there have been good examples of partners working together and delivering good results at a local level, though these have been largely based on one-off project funding rather than from involvement of community planning partnerships. Now, community planning has also been seen as a council-driven exercise and not a core part of the day job for the other partners, who have little incentive to become fully involved. Some progress, though, has been made in consulting communities about their needs, but there's a long way to go before the potential of local people to participate, to shape and improve local services is actually realised.
And what's the outlook for the future?
Well, community planning in Scotland really stands at a crossroads. There is now a unique opportunity to seize the nettle and make it work more effectively. The Scottish Government and councils are keen on this, but it will need strong and sustained leadership and support from them to deliver it. Now, we're also, as everybody knows, living in tough times when all budgets are being squeezed. So that's another important prompt, if you like, for seeing how we can do things better by working more closely together. But it's not going to be easy. The problem is that there have not been clear objectives or real priorities set. The boards, their boards, have no substantial authority to make decisions that commit partners to action and to allocating resources from their organisation's budgets. And if you look at it from a local perspective, the Scottish Government's public sector reform agenda does not seem well joined up. Now, on the plus side, there is an opportunity here to establish a new system, enabling partnerships to make a real difference on the ground. But this requires fundamental changes in culture, shifting mainstream resources and seeing the wider benefit of necessary changes to make it work.
So what do you want to see happen next?
Well, the review sets out the challenges, the many challenges that lie ahead. It's now up to councils and all their partners and the government to make effective community planning a reality. And if they do succeed, I think communities around Scotland will feel the benefit.
John, thank you very much.